This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the star of the Capitol Steps. A delight to talk with her and visit with the Capitol Steps every week. They are Washington's premier musical satirist. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Are you still grieving over the defeat of Arlen Specter?
Well, you know, he's occasionally funny for something, but, you know, maybe the next guy will be more hilarious. That's all we care about.
You can only hope. And usually you're not disappointed when you hope that. It seems like there's certainly no shortage of that. And with a disgruntled electorate, that can only provide some new faces and some good fodder for you.
That's right. The new guys are just as likely to screw up as the old guys.
Exactly. There was another guy who's in Washington this week who also ruffled a few feathers, the president of Mexico. Would you make a Felipe Calderon?
I don't know. There was one embarrassing moment when the governor of Arizona tried to, you know, pull him over, right? I don't know if she probably wasn't invited to the state dinner. What do you think?
I'm guessing that's probably a safe bet.
But I guess he talked about immigration while I was here.
Indeed,
and,
yeah.
And that reminded us that we actually had a song starring Felipe Calderon.
Oh, yeah. The immigration debate has been hot and heavy a few different times in the last few years, and here's one of the Capitol Steps staples on that subject.
Buenas noches, everyone. Buenas noches, and how are you tonight? I am recently elected El Presidente of Mexico, Felipe Calderon. As you know, I recently won election very close and, well, one strange anomaly. A lot of votes cast for Pat Buchanan. But otherwise, it went swimmingly, and I will tell you why I won. Because I, unlike your Presidente Bush, I am in touch with the needs of my people. I understand my people's deep, abiding need to get the hell out of Mexico. Therefore...
Hold on a minute there, Mr. El Presidente. Now, I am a member of the border protection group known as the Minutemen, and I am here in support of strict immigration laws. Now, my ancestors did not flee England in the 1600s and come to America to settle in a country that allows immigrants. Well, we know all about your secret plan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Your secret plan for Mexicans to own a part of Texas.
Okay, it's true, we're coming to buy up Walmart and Lexus.
Then Selma Hayek wants to buy all of our multiplexes.
Won't Bush be thrown the day I own his Crawford Ranch in Texas? And California we will own. Arnold will be overthrown.
You won't see our Congress voting your way.
We will if they want their nannies cheap and underpaid. And
now U.S. is overrun with illegal aliens. Soon we'll see the citizens of Mexifornia, my new home.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like all of you to meet my nephew, Juan Calderon. Now, Juan loves everything about America. Juan loves shopping at IKEA. Juan loves driving his Toyota. Juan even likes to pick lettuce. You don't want to get rid of Juan. No one wants a salad that costs $500.
Juan! We are in a thicket, cause we like our food real cheap. Juan!
If he doesn't pick it, a grape costs more than a Jeep.
Give us your masses of huddled and poor who yearn.
I can breathe free, which is good, given what I'll earn.
One thing that we agree on, if we build a border fence.
Builders in U.S. would cost a ton. Son, since we have a big expense here.
Who will have to build defense here?
Guys like Juan.
That's me.
The Capitol Steps with some delightful harmony on their song Juan Nation.
I don't know why I had this image of Michelle Obama's organic garden during that song, and who picks the lettuce there, right?
Oh, there would be a nice scandal, huh? Illegal migrants picking the White House garden?
We have to check into that one.
That's right. Strict White House border security.
That's right.
Oh, well, we talked about the midterms. We've got, you know, the big oil spill down in the Gulf, all sorts of stuff going on. What else are you guys curious about these days?
We're working on the oil spill here. We are thinking of calling the ShamWow guy and seeing if we can kind of mop it up. So that's what we've got Obama doing in the show. And we're going to see how that works this weekend.
Excellent. But does he have to ring it out somewhere? How does that work?
I don't know, but if you get the ShamWow and you order now, you get a vinegar squirter that you get of oil and vinegar. You can mix it together and make a nice salad with your organic garden from Michelle Obama's garden.
It all dovetails together. That's perfect. See, the capital steps coming together to solve all of our nation's problems.
But instead, they
choose to entertain us, and we're grateful for that. Elena, thanks as always for your time.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work and get a copy of their brand new CD, Liberal Shop of Horrors, again at capsteps.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.